on the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. President Joe Biden will address the nation from the Oval Office on Wednesday on his decision to drop his 2024 Democratic reelection bid. Biden posted on X he'll speak, quote, on what lies ahead and how he'll, quote, finish the job for the American people. Biden will speak at 8 p.m. The president is scheduled to return to the White House on Tuesday after isolating at his Delaware home after being diagnosed last week with COVID-19. Biden has not been seen publicly since July 17th, but he called into a campaign meeting on Monday to express support for Vice President Kamala Harris in her bid to replace him. And speaking of stepping down in battle, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is resigning from Congress. He sent a letter to the Senate saying he will exit on August 20th. Democratic colleagues were pressuring him to step down following his recent conviction on federal bribery charges. Menendez's sentencing is set for October 29th. Governor Murphy is expected to appoint a replacement who would serve through the end of the year. In the Garden State, an Ocean County man is charged with running over a pedestrian and then leaving the scene.
Gonzalo Jimenez Hernandez was crossing the street in Toms River around 3 p.m. Sunday when he was struck and killed by a Ford F-150 pickup truck. The Ocean County prosecutor says that when police got to the scene, the driver responsible wasn't there. Investigators later found the pickup truck and its owner, John Marone, at a nearby apartment complex. The 68-year-old Seaside Park man is charged with causing death while driving with a suspended license and leaving the scene of a fatal crash. Rick Rickman in New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And the first, a New Jersey man is accused of beheading a seagull at a popular shore spot.
29-year-old Franklin Ziegler of Cape May is charged with third-degree animal cruelty. Witnesses say he decapitated a bird at Maury's Pier on July 6th. Police responded to calls about the incident. Ziegler was initially arrested on disorderly persons offenses. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And the first full trailer for the Joker sequel is now out. The film features the return of Joaquin Phoenix as the titular villain, who's joined by love interest Harley Quinn, played by Lady Gaga. The movie was filmed in New York City and the shuttered Essex County Isolation Hospital in Cedar Grove. The New Jersey location is pivotal to the script, since that's where the Joker and Quinn will meet. The new film hits theaters October 4th. NJ115.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone, and we'll see sun or storms. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It'll be warm and muggy tonight with a good deal of clouds. There will be a couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm, especially late tonight. Lows will be between 70 and 75. More clouds and sunshine tomorrow. A humid day with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm, mainly later on. Highs will be in the low to mid 80s. Mostly cloudy and sticky tomorrow nights with a shower or two and perhaps a thunderstorm. Lows in the lower 70s. And a couple of showers and storms into Thursday. Could be some heavy storms late in the day. Highs in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We have right now 76 degrees in Morristown, 79 degrees in Ewing, 79 degrees Turnersville. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.